Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am continuing my festive guest program where I'm having all kinds of interesting guests on the show, and today is no exception. You're going to love this. In the studio with me is Scott Sellis, attorney. You got the ESQ behind your name there, Scott. That means you're extra special.
I wish that were true.
You didn't know that was coming. Okay. Esquire. So attorney and Esquire, same thing.
Right.
Okay. Well, Scott is an elder attorney, right? Is that how you describe yourself?
Well, I'm not quite elderly yet.
You got a little gray.
I'm 50.
Okay.
So that used to be elderly.
He's a youthful elder attorney. But you do a lot of work with elder planning, estate planning, asset protection.
Yes. We do elder care law, which is the process of helping people find ways to pay for their long-term care when they can't afford or cannot qualify for long-term care insurance. We handle guardianships. We handle probate. We handle trust administration. If people need wills, trusts, powers of attorney, et cetera, we handle that as well. We have offices in Daytona Beach and in Palm Coast, where our main office is located. We also handle financial exploitation cases.
Well, and that's really the thing that got my attention. I've known Scott for a number of years, but we're on LinkedIn, so we're both high-tech social media experts, right? Oh,
that's right. I saw something funny. Can you mind if I share something with
sure,
the listeners?
Go ahead.
Our family nights involve watching America's Got Talent, and you know, so we DVR them because we don't always know when we're going to watch them. We saw an old episode. It was very funny. It was a young man, 23 years old, who said he had no idea what Twitter is. And on Twitter, my name is at Elder Law Florida. So, you know, the at symbol, Elder Law Florida, if you want to follow me. Well, he says he doesn't have a clue how to use Twitter. So he just carries a megaphone around with him and announces what he does every now and again.
That'll do it.
It was hilarious, especially when he talked about the reactions in the library that he got.
I can only imagine. Well, see, I'm linked to Scott and we're on LinkedIn. So one of the things that really got my attention, and it's very relevant today, and so I love the fact that we have an expert in our community who is familiar and knows how to guide people. You had made a post to your LinkedIn account about exploitation of the elderly.
Correct.
And you had just gone to a conference. So part of what I want to cover today, and it's 3 hours in 20 minutes, okay? But part of it is to get your expertise and insight into how the older among us, let's put it that way, those that who might be preyed on by those people that are looking to exploit, and sometimes it's not intentional, I suppose, but the big question is, how do people protect themselves?
Well, you know, according to the 2008 U.S. Census, Florida had 4.36 million residents who were over the age of 60, and from the Department of Elder Affairs, that's their key number. So you know,
okay.
we have a lot of elderly folks in Florida, and certainly that's higher right now. Elder abuse, elder exploitation comes in all kinds of forms. I mean, it could be failure to provide medication. It can be failure to pay a bill, failure to make up beds, give them dinner. But what we're here today to talk about, I think, is the financial aspects of
yes,
it.
Yes.
And what happens is the most trusted people, I shouldn't say the most trusted, the people who are in the biggest position of trust are sadly the ones that are typically taking advantage of these folks. And they come in every shape and form. They can be your minister.
Yes, not just your financial advisor or planner.
Not even close.
And
you know, I notice you have a book, How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. And in the second part of that, you're talking about how to avoid the financial scams. And it's a wonderful read. It's an easy read.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really was. It was well written. The problem is that when somebody gets elderly, and unfortunately, it's the women, the widows, who get taken advantage of more than the men. It's estimated 84% of exploitation is not reported. And there were 46,000 complaints last year. Do the math. That's a lot of exploitation going on.
Well, that's what you said, 46,000?
46,000.
So over 200,000 actual events if you extrapolate.
Correct. And that's not all necessarily financial, but it's a lot of abuse. Sometimes it's your agent on a power of attorney. You know, a lot of people will say, well, I've got a power of attorney, therefore I can use this money for myself. Well, no, you can't. You know, if I give you a...
They don't really think that, do they?
Some people
think you're just saying, here, you have all the money you want?
That's what they'll say in deposition.
Oh, my God.
They'll say, this is my get-out-of-jail-free card, and that's not exactly
true.
No,
that's not true. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back with Scott Sellis, He's an attorney. He specializes in estate planning, elder protection, a lot of good stuff there. The website, if you're driving along or you want to write this down if you're at home, palmcoastlaw.com.
That's right. But don't be deceived. We've got an office in Daytona as well.
All right. Well, we'll come right back. Stay tuned.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. And if you're just joining us, well, I've got a legal titan in the studio. Okay. That's what we're going to call you today, Scott.
Right, I'll send you a check later.
Scott Sellis, palmcoastlaw.com. Don't be deceived by the website. He's got an office in Daytona and in Palm Coast. Telephone number for Daytona?
For Daytona is 386-868-KEEP, which translates to 5337. And, you know, I'm affiliated with Cimento Sellis Dwyer. We're a full-service law firm. We have six attorneys. Any legal problem from, you know, divorce, bankruptcy, criminal law, personal injury, litigation, what have you, we're a one-stop shop.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. And we're talking today, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted Scott to come on because I saw he had attended a three-day conference on elder exploitation and, of course, talking about the financial exploitation. And, you know, I imagine you could give us horror stories. And I don't know if I want to bum everybody out too much, but, you know, we talked a little bit before we started the program and, you know, you've seen where maybe the widow or the widower, or the couple or the individual, whoever it is, you know, financial crimes and or exploitation has affected everybody. You've seen them be taken advantage of by somebody they trust.
Right.
And so some of the way, you know, I guess, what should they look for, I guess, with their current relationship? Do you see more of this happen when it's the widow, when they're by themselves now and they're looking for somebody to trust?
There's no question, statistically at least, that it's a widow typically who is taken advantage of more frequently. It could be by, unfortunately, other attorney brethren. It could be by financial planners.
Ministers, all kinds of sorts.
It could be by their child. It could be by their neighbor. It could be by somebody who's a caregiver, and that's especially true with folks who don't have children and who may not be very close to their nieces and nephews. They'll have a caregiver come in. We've seen this happen. I won't say whether it's a relative or a friend, but very close to us, we saw a caregiver come in and modify the entire estate plan so that she received a very nice gift after that lady passed away. And it's just, that's a form of exploitation that doesn't take effect until after death. But if somebody is vulnerable, meaning that they might not have all of their mental faculties there, or even if they have some physical problems that makes them feel that if they don't acquiesce and agree to whatever it is the caregiver's telling them
to do,
they've
got control of them.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, they've got them, you know, by their hair and they're pulling them back and yanking their head and, you know, it puts the individual in a very difficult place. And there are signs that children and loved ones could look out for to see whether or not they've got a problem possibly with some exploitation. First of all, if the exploited person suddenly changes the subject, you know, hey, how you doing in the market these days? Oh, well, I want to talk about this instead. Mm. That's a sign. If they stop participating in their favorite activities or become withdrawn, that's a sign.
That was the word I was getting ready to say. They withdraw.
Yeah, they withdraw. They're embarrassed. Yeah. They know they're being taken advantage of many times, or at least they strongly suspect it, but they don't want to tell somebody.
Because they're embarrassed.
They're embarrassed. Yeah. How could they let that happen to themselves, they feel? But there's ways to fix it that we'll talk about, I'm sure, before we're done. Sometimes you'll see people exhibiting behaviors that are very similar to dementia or Alzheimer's.
Okay? Really?
But it's not what it is. You know, they may start acting like just talking to themselves, rocking back and forth, etc. What you'll also see is all of a sudden they can't pay their bills when before they could.
How about that? Yeah.
All of a sudden they're not going to dinner once a week when before they could.
So the behavior changes.
Behavior
These are all
changes.
Signs Huge. That may indicate somebody's been abused financially.
Right. And also look at the caregiver. Is the caregiver driving around some $40,000 brand new car? but they don't even work full time because they're spending all their time taking care of this individual.
Mm.
And, you know, are they starting to wear more jewelry than they used to? Maybe their clothing and their grooming has really radically improved since they started caregiving. It's just a despicable crime and it is a crime, by the way, a felony, in fact.
Mm.
And there's ways to report it confidentially that people can report suspected elder abuse, and it can be done confidentially. Completely confidentially, nobody can know, and they're protected from libel and slanders.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, Scott, this is fascinating stuff. And it's sad, but it's thankfully that we have people like you who can help deal with this and protect the family and protect people from this type of financial exploitation. Scott Sellis, attorney, Esquire, PalmCoastLaw.com, and they've got offices both in Daytona and in Palm Coast. We're going to take a quick break, Scott. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
All right, we're back. I'm talking with Scott Sellis. We're even talking on the break. This is just a fascinating subject area. And, of course, I am very concerned about this as it relates to overall financial scams. Because the sad part is that it doesn't just affect elderly. You know, there are just left and right people that are taken advantage of, parents taken advantage of by children, all kinds of horrible stories that are out there. And, of course, a bit preachy on my part, but I think that people can go a long way toward protecting themselves by getting really good financial advice, finding that financial planner that can guide them through the back half of life.
Right. And in my experience, what I've seen is that when a financial planner is trying to fit a round peg into a square hole, or is it a square peg into a round hole?
I think it's the square.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, being a lawyer helps me give a command of the English language. So, whichever it is, when the financial planner is telling somebody, you need this product because when they don't have enough information about their overall goals of the individual, they don't have enough information about many things, that's a sign.
And well, you know what? That's not even planning.
Right.
That's selling.
Exactly.
You know, planning. And so to even say the financial planner, so in your example, that's a financial salesperson.
Right.
I'm bristling at the word planner.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's completely
because
fair.
Because the financial planner, especially if they're certified, they've got ethical standards, they're a fiduciary, they're held to a much higher standard, and they've got to do what's right for the client.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they don't have to work for free, but they got to do what's best for the client. So, but I love your point, Scott, and that is that it should be holistic.
Absolutely.
It should be looking at the person's situation,
right,
and then look at what products and services may fit their particular circumstance.
Exactly. And, you know, our approach at Chimeno Sellis Dwyer is a client-centered counseling approach. You know, many people, when they go out and they're wanting to get a will or a power of attorney, they think it's like going into a restaurant and ordering a steak, okay?
Yeah.
And that's because, unfortunately, there's some attorneys who have commoditized this.
They have, and
they think you even heard
about these self-help at your direction websites.
Right.
I mean, come on.
You know, for certain individuals with very simple wishes, okay, fine.
But let me say it. From my perspective, a lot of people I work with that I refer and say, you need to go see an attorney. I do that because I think the attorney has a great deal of value because you can hear the person and what they're saying and guide them through what they need to do legally.
Yeah. And some people and some attorneys will approach wills, trusts, powers of attorneys as though it's just a fill-in-the-blank form. Well, you know, maybe the person you're choosing to manage all of your financial affairs isn't the right one to have in that position. Maybe they're under a lot of financial strain in their lives. Maybe they've got some judgments out there that they'd really like to take care of without anybody really knowing about it.
Mm.
You make somebody like that your trustee, they might have a lot of guilt feelings about it, but, you know, temptation's a hard thing. You know, I once saw a bumper sticker that said, "Lord, lead me not into temptation. I can find it myself." be careful who you choose and get counseling on it. When people come in to see me, there usually is a little bit of a disconnect in the beginning because they're expecting to come in and say, I'd like a will, a power of attorney. Here's who I want doing this. How much does it cost? Okay, that's not my approach. My approach is I want to find out about their whole family. And frequently what I find out is that there's an outlaw in the family. I don't mean the criminal now. I mean an outlaw, the in-law they don't like.
Okay? I gotcha.
And they don't want that person to get the money. And had I not asked the questions, had I not done some counseling, we wouldn't have known it. And we're able to plan to get around it. And we can also make sure that that outlaw never gets in a position to steal or to persuade their spouse to steal from the parent.
That's very good, because if you do the fill in the blank, you have not protected that person from the outlaw.
That's right. You might order a steak thinking you're going to get a sirloin and it ends up being a skirt steak. You might be upset about that.
Yeah,
too.
It's edible, but it may not be what you want.
That's right.
Well, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is interesting. We're talking with Scott Sellis, the law firm Shemento Sellis and Dwyer. They're Palm Coast and Daytona.
That's right.
PalmCoastLaw.com. That's a cool website. I'm sure you had to wrestle to get that one. But so we're talking about the issues related to exploitation, and you do the estate planning as well, full service law firm. And so in working with families, they want to get it right, but it does take time to sort out and really be clear about what they're trying to accomplish.
It does. It absolutely does.
Well, that's why you need to work with this type of law firm, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a quick break, come back, and talk a little bit more with Scott Sellis. Stay right there.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
All right, welcome back to the program. We've got Scott Sellis in the studio. He is sharing with us about what to do with and deal with and look out for financial exploitation, especially of the elderly. And you said there was a way for people to report this. There's a telephone number they can call?
There is. It's a telephone call to the Department of Elder Affairs. It's 1-800-96-ABUSE. Again, that's 1-800-96-ABUSE.
And that's the state of Florida.
That's the state of Florida, Department of Elder Affairs. And here's what happens when you call that number. The Department of Children and Families, through their Adult Protective Services, within 24 hours will send out an investigator to see what's going on.
Wow.
They'll check with the elderly person to see if there's any outward signs that they're being taken advantage of. And there are vulnerable adult referral forms that the police can use. And the thing is, people will say, oh my gosh, well, if I report this and nothing happens, I'm in big trouble. It's confidential. The department is not allowed, absent a court order, to release your information. And everybody in Florida who suspects elder abuse has a legal duty to report it.
Really?
Yes. They have a legal duty to report this. I don't know that it's a crime or that it would ever be, I don't even know how you'd enforce that type of a law, but certainly people in our position, okay, we need to do it. Nurses, hospitals, no matter where it is.
We had a situation the other day where we were able to avoid letting one of our clients be subject to a scam.
Exactly.
And we stepped in and we were able to, you know, back it off.
Exactly. Well, what happens with these investigations is they determine if the individual's at risk. And if they are, they take steps to help make sure that those risks are either eliminated or reduced as much as possible. And it's just a tremendous service that's provided by the state of Florida. But what's also interesting that many people don't understand is that elder exploitation, abuse or neglect, can be a felony.
Wow.
It can be a felony. And the person who is perpetrating this can be sued civilly. Meaning we can go to court. You know, you hear about personal injury attorneys, they call them ambulance chasers, right? Well, you know, I guess to this extent, I'm a cop car chaser, because if there's a guy in the back seat or a lady in the back seat who is stolen from an elder person, I want to be able to find out about it. And the conference that I went to that I announced was a 3-day collaborative conference that was put on by the Attorney General, Ms. Bondi, and we had law enforcement there. We had agencies, state agencies, we had prosecutors, we had civil attorneys such as myself, and the whole focus was how to build a solid financial exploitation case and work in cooperation with the local authorities. I had the privilege of meeting a nice lady from the Ormond Beach Police Department who happened to be attending that, Michelle Hagen, I think was her name. And it was just such a fantastic workshop. And that's the way things get done, is working collaboratively, whether it's working in an elder law case or working on your financial affairs. You know, I got to tell you, if I'm sitting with a financial planner, the results for my clients are 10 times better than if my client meets with me and their financial planner separately.
Yeah, that's interesting. Why is that, you think? That you think the person's more on their more focused on making sure they're thorough? Or?
Well, I think that the financial planner, when I've been in these circumstances, the financial planner will usually raise subjects that I don't know to think about. I'm not a financial guy. I'm a legal guy. And conversely, sometimes, then I'll bring up something that the financial planner hadn't
considered.
And I love it. If I could have a CPA, a financial planner, and me in the room together with a client, and we understand their goals, we get done what needs to get done for them.
Well, I think I can help with that. I have one of those. We actually have four CFPs on staff.
Have you really?
Yeah, isn't that something?
Awesome.
So, we're very pleased and really honored to have Scott Sellis on the program with us today. Anything before we wrap up, Scott, that you want to kind of leave with our audience?
I just want to thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
And, you know, if you see something, folks, don't just watch it. Do something about it.
I think that's really the key.
896-ABUSE is that number.
PalmCoastLaw.com. Scott Sellis. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at RealMoneyRadio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@RealMoneyRadio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.